On the spot.
Dot. On the spot.
It is PG-13 in our theater,
so I had no desire to see it, but honestly, it worked out very well.
The movie was actually originally called God Particle. 5 stars.
I'm going to say 1 star. I will never see it again, and I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. My name is Tommy, and I'll be your host, and the film that we're reviewing today is Fighting With My Family. Fighting With My Family came out on February 22, 2019, and is a biography, comedy, drama. The rating is PG-13, and the run hour is an hour and 40... Did I say run hour? The run time is an hour and 48 minutes. The film is directed by Stephen Merchant. If you think that name sounds familiar, yeah, it's because it is, probably. Stephen Merchant actually does play in the film as Hugh, which is Zach's wife's father. So small role, but he is in there. You'd also recognize Stephen Merchant from such things that he's written and played in, such as The Office and Hello, Ladies. He was also Caliban in the film Logan. Starring in the film is Vince Vaughn, who plays Hutch. You'd recognize Vince Vaughn from such films as Brawl in Cell Block 99, where he played Bradley Thomas, and Wedding Crashers, where he plays Jeremy Gray. If you've not seen Brawl in Cell Block 99, I would recommend checking it out. It's actually probably a Vince Vaughn film that you would never imagine him being in. It's violent, it's dark, but it was really good. Check it out. We also have playing in the film Dwayne Johnson. He plays Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You recognize Dwayne Johnson from such things as the Fast and Furious series of films, where he plays Luke Hobbs. Also going to be in the film coming out, Hobbs and Shaw. You'd also recognize him from the TV show Ballers, where he plays Spencer Strassmore. We also have Nick Frost, who plays Ricky Knight. You'd recognize Nick from such things as World's End, where he plays Andy Knightley, and the film Paul, where he plays Clive Gallings. We also have Lena Headey, who plays Julia Knight. You'd recognize Lena from such things as Game of Thrones, where she plays Cersei Lannister, and Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the TV series, where she plays the role of Big Mama. This is the cartoon series, so if your kids are listening, they may recognize that character. We also have Florence Pugh, who plays Soraya Knight. You'd recognize Florence from such things as Marcella, where she played Kara Thomas, and The Commuter, where she played Gwen. And finally, we have Jack Lowden, who plays Zack Knight. You'd recognize Jack from such films as Dunkirk, where he plays Collins, and in Calibre, where he played Vaughn. So let's talk about the plot of the film. The film is basically a biopic about the WWE wrestler Paige, but it covers her family, her childhood, and her journey to becoming the famous WWE wrestler she's known for today. Pretty simple plot. The trailer depicts that somewhat well, but for those who haven't seen it, or as a reminder, we'll play that for you now.
Watching that? Give me another room.
No, give it. It's off.
Zach, what the bloody hell do you think you're doing? You really want to choke her out in a lot of fingers?
Yeah.
Now pull it tight. Now she's in trouble.
Oh wait, I know you. You're from that weird family, aren't you?
We're not weird.
We don't like wrestling.
How do you know if you've ever been?
I've never had rectal bleeding before, but I'm pretty sure I'm not a fan of that.
How about I shove her head up your ass and then we can find out. Hello?
My name is Hutch Morgan. I'm calling from WWE. We'd like both of you to come try out for us.
No! WWE!
It's all fake anyway, isn't it?
Wait, what? Sorry about that.
It's The Rock!
We're huge fans.
Thank you so much.
What advice would you give us if we want to be the next you?
What are your names again?
My name.
It doesn't matter what your names are. You walk around here interrupting The Rock, you like you haven't seen the sun in 20 years. You like you just stepped out of Oliver Twist. Please, sir, may I have some more advice, sir? You want some advice? Here's The Rock's advice. Shut your mouth.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Got it.
Good morning, wrestling nerds.
Well, this is where we see whether or not you get to go on to WWE.
This is our shot, Zach.
Hello.
Why do you want to wrestle?
I'm the toughest bastard in any room. Probably shouldn't swear, not when there's ladies present. Sorry, miss.
Sorry about that.
If I call your name, that means you'll be coming with me to Florida. Paige. Thank you all very much.
You have to take my brother. No one deserves this more than Zach.
I wish you the best, son, but this is the end of the line for you.
Do you know what it's like to want one thing in life, and then your own sister takes it away from you?
It was my dream, too.
I have no idea who I'm supposed to be out there.
You're not just doing this for you. You're doing it for the family.
Paige, I myself have come from a wrestling family too. I know exactly what it means to you. But don't worry about being the next me. Be the first you.
What?
It's Dwayne Johnson. How are you?
Prove it.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Yeah, and I'm Vin Diesel, mate.
I'm sorry.
All right, there you go, guys. That is the trailer. 2 minutes and 38 seconds long, by the way. Long trailer for a film. I know that they were trying to get the hype out there. I really haven't heard a lot about this movie, and I'm hoping as it gets as it hits the theaters more and people are listening to reviews that they go out and see it. That being said, here's my review for the film. So, for the movie being a WWE studio film, I was actually surprised by the case, by the cast and the writer. I can only imagine that since Dwayne Johnson was kind of attached to the picture, that there may have been some commitment to make the film under the WWE label. Something that maybe Dwayne committed to as part of being under that umbrella. That's what I'm guessing, because I've never seen a WWE film with this many people in the cast. And I'm talking about like Nick Frost, The Rock, Vince Vaughn. These are some bigger names that they were able to get under there. And it's not just overpacked with a bunch of wrestlers. Then again, WWE is really starting to try to make something out of their film industry. So maybe it's just they've gotten their pockets a little bit deeper and they're able to afford things like that. Who knows? Also, the other thing I do want to mention is, yes, The Rock is in the film. You may think that he's one of the stars of the film, but really he's only in it for essentially two scenes. And the trailer covers both of those. I hope I'm not ruining that for anybody, but I feel like if you go in knowing that, then you're less likely to be maybe upset by not seeing them. So don't go seeing this movie thinking that he's a big part of that. And I feel like that's where kind of the trailer is a little bit misleading. I found it funny that although the film is about Saraya Jade Bevis, the real person, right, Paige, she's really only in the movie once, and that's via a signed poster that I'm aware of. Don't take my word for that, but that's my understanding. So I think it's funny that it's a biopic about her, but she's not in it at all. I just think that's weird. The other thing that's weird is Vince Vaughn's character is amazing in this film. It's been quite a while since we've actually seen him act in something, but he's still got it. I'm a fan, so I like watching him on the big screen. He does come off as a major a-hole in the film, but you kind of find out a little bit more about that later in the film, so I liked that. Now, that being said, weirdly enough, he is not listed in the top cast on IMDb for it. He plays in it pretty extensively, a hell of a lot more than The Rock, but he's like way down the listing of actors in this film, yet The Rock is listed as the first person. So I thought that was, I just think that's really weird. It's really interesting to see the life of Saraya and her film and her family back in the UK. That was one thing that I really liked kind of seeing is knowing that they were doing a lot of I'll just say it. I hope this doesn't spoil it, but her family ran like their own wrestling franchise, essentially in the UK, and the whole family is really part of that, right? And you kind of get that from the trailer, but much more than you would imagine are they involved. So with them having that big of a background, I thought it was really weird that, as you can tell from the trailer, Paige, or Saraya, is really the only one who's picked to be part of that franchise. So I thought that was really interesting. In these films, it's hard because you know what the end result is, However, even with this film, the end is still good. There's a lot of stuff that's going on behind the scenes, and it was very entertaining to see what was happening, even behind what the fans would know was going on with Paige, if that makes sense. So, I'm going to be honest, her brother deserved more. And that's not part of the film. I guess I'm talking about real life. I won't say why, but I think that you'll agree. It was tough to watch his portions of the film and being the person being entertained by the film. All you want to do is root for them. I even Wikipedia'd him after the movie to see what happened, just to see if there was more. I'm not going to tell you what I found out, but maybe you'll be inclined to do so as well. And then the other thing also, the brother, speaking about him, Jack Loudon, he plays Zach, right? I hate to say, but every time I saw him, all I saw was a young Simon Pegg. I might be crazy by saying that, but when you go into the film, in fact, if you do a Google search of his face, he does. In a lot of his pictures, he looks like a young Simon Pegg. So, which is funny because, you know, we have Nick Frost in the film, and Nick Frost and Simon Pegg do a lot of films together. So, the movie, all in all, is full of heart. It's got comedies. It's got some great one-liners where you just laugh out loud. Obviously, the drama's there as well. But the other thing I really enjoyed is not all the funny parts are in the trailer, which I'm finding with a lot of the films I've seen recently, that's what's happening. So I really like that. It really felt good to know that, yes, there are some good parts because of the trailer, but also just those parts that you don't see coming and having them happen. There's a part where their dad is on the phone trying to get a gig for one of his wrestlers, and there's just different things that he's testing on the wrestler to see if he can take, and it's great. I liked it. So, yeah. So all in all, my rating for this film is 3 out of 5. Why I may see this again. I'm not going to proactively do it, but again, if I'm flipping through the channels and I happen to see it, I'm probably going to stop and watch it. It was funny to me. I enjoyed the film. Do I love it as much as other films? No. So that's why it sits right in the middle. Stingers during or after the credits. During the credits, there are some video sequences from their real lives. And when I say their real lives, I don't mean just obviously Paige, but her family as well. And then there's even that cool thing where they match up some of the moments in the film with what really happened. So I like those. So it's worth a watch. But after those are done, there's nothing after the credits, so you're good to leave. This concludes my review of Fighting With My Family. As always, I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. If you're a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/thoughtonthespotmoviereviews. That's all run together, no spaces, dashes, or underscores. Our platform that we broadcast on is Anchor. That's anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot if you want to get to our URL directly. But because Anchor is awesome, they've made us available on several other platforms, which include Google Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Stitcher, Apple, pretty much anything out there. I think you're going to be able to find us. And it's thanks to Anchor for that, so we appreciate it. This is another review in the can. So until next time, grab some popcorn and your favorite drink, and go out and see a great film with your family, friends, or maybe you just want to spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.